Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul writes, "Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living." In other words, they listened to his teaching. "Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more." In other words, keep at it. Don't stop. Don't lose that first love that we read about in 1 John. You know, there are people that start out well, and somewhere along the way, they take their eyes off the finish line and begin to wander, and they don't finish well. I want you to finish well. I really do. That's what Paul is reminding us. He says, "I gave you good instruction." And, you know, it's not because I'm doing it, but if my instruction is from the Bible, and I'm honoring God and his word and seeking to exalt Jesus Christ, I'm giving you good words. I want to be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to be faithful to his word. And you're following after that. But don't let up. Keep doing more and more. Don't just stop with the verse that I give you each day or the thought that I give you each day. I want to do more. I want to go beyond that. I want to keep striving to be all that God wants me to be. That's my prayer for me. That's my prayer for you. And I pray that as we do that, God will open more and more doors of opportunity for us to represent him wherever we go. Now, you have a great day. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening in.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.